Well, if you want to take in a little bit of theater and, I don't know, maybe accidentally learn something, the Hillside Youth Theater is performing All You Need Is Bugs. Gene Schrammick and Margie Preuss wrote the show. Britt Johnson is the director, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Britt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. And I'll make a quick correction that I'm not the director of the program. We hire on, or the play, we hire on great local directors. And I am the program coordinator with Myers-Wilkins Community School Collaborative. And we put on the Hillside Youth Theater every year as one of our many programs we do with youth.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the show. What do you know about it? Have they let you sneak into a rehearsal and hang out backstage?
Yes, yes. I've been seeing the kids at work, and it's been so much fun watching them. So the Hillside Youth Theater has been happening for 15-plus years. And as you said, Margie Preuss and Gene Schrammick wrote this. It's always an original script that the Hillside Youth Theater does. And All You Need Is Bugs is about the many perils that bugs are facing in the world today, loss of habitat and use of pesticides. And while those are pretty strong topics, they do it with through humor and song. So it works out pretty well for kids.
Fantastic. So what do you see as you coordinate programs? You deal with a lot of these young people involved in the program. What do you see happen to kids when brand new actors start to emerge almost like butterflies from chrysalises?
Mm-hmm. It's been really great seeing the kids, especially the quieter ones, really learn some great skills up there and confidence. But what's really cool about the program, I think, too, is that there's different departments that we have the kids work in. So they go into tech and they work with power tools and put the sets together. And then they go into costumes and learn a sewing machine to put their costumes together. And then they get up on the stage and have all that to be proud of as well. And in the end, it just comes together as a really great all youth made production.
Well, it's, you know, there are occasions when you have to get up and speak in front of people, so that is a useful skill, of course, to have.
Mm-hmm.
But moving forward in life, power tools and sewing, those are also very useful skills.
Exactly. So, and just working together as a team and really relying on each other. I think the theater teaches these kids a lot, and it's a large age range. We take second graders all the way up through high schoolers. And we have a lot of middle schoolers that come back, and we have a lot of high schoolers that come back and then eventually do volunteer roles. Or we've actually hired on one of our old theater students as one of the as the costumes director this year. And so it's really teaching them those skills of working well with others and preparing them for the world in front of them, I think.
Now, theater's a little bit different from sports, for example, in that, again, it's a team-building thing, but the element of competition, unless you're doing a one-act play, the element of competition is missing. Do you think that that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it teaches you to be cooperative. Yeah, it's kind of an all-win or all-lose situation in some ways. So I think it is kind of a good thing, and it gives those kids, I mean, theater is so unique because of the ones that, I mean, even though we do have athletes in our theater program, if you are not an athlete, sometimes you might have a hard time finding a different group to be in. And I think that's when theater and drama really can fill that spot. So,
absolutely. Now, there's going to be the performances. Of course, the information is all available on your website. We're going to get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find.
Yeah,
but there
definitely
is a fundraising event that has some additional mm-hmm. things following the performance. What is the money used for?
Yeah, so the Hillside Youth Theater and all of the collaborative programs are completely free for youth to be in. And so it really is going to funding that. And as you said, we have two dates of performances, this tomorrow, July 27th, and then Friday, July 28th. And they are 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. performances, and they're all free to go to, and even tomorrow's 7 p.m. performance is free, but we are, it's a suggested donation of $15, and that would go for hiring on, the directors. We do... every the tech and set designs have budgets, and so we'll go to bringing on the theater next year.
Fantastic. Britt, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you along.
Oh, thank you so much for having us and supporting youth in the arts.
Britt Johnson is the program coordinator for the Hillside Youth Theater and a lot of the different programs taking part, that are in operation for kids to take part in absolutely free.